Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es demai, Perik Hei, Mishnah Ches. Halakeach Tevel, Mishnei Mekoymes. This person purchased Tevel, not demai. Demai means we don't know. Most Amaratzim take off Maises, but we can't be sure. Tevel means the seller informed the buyer, you should know no Maises were taken off. This is not a suffix, it's for sure. Halakeach Tevel Mishnei Mekoymes, this person purchased from two such sellers. Both told him that it's for sure Tevel. Zakta Mishnah Ma'aser Mizeh Alzeh. I can take off Maises from one to fix the other. If both for sure are Tevel, it's not a problem. It's Mechiev Al Hachiev. My only problem is if one already had its Maises taken off and one didn't. But over here, both sellers told me they didn't take off Maises. Now, don't make a mistake. You're not allowed to sell Tevel. Avabi Sha'amur, even though the Chachamim said, as you learned earlier, that Ein Odom Rashai Limker Tevel, you're not allowed to sell Tevel, even to a Chaver, because I'm scared you may forget to tell him that it's Tevel and he'll come to eat it without Maisris. Ella, the only time you're allowed to sell Tevel is Litzairach, is if the buyer says, no, I dafka need Tevel. Why would a buyer dafka need Tevel? Can you think of a case where somebody would need Tevel? And the answer is as follows. Let's say I have chulin. Chulin means food that was fixed today. Trumas and maises were taken from it. And it fell into a mixture with Tevel. How do I take off maises? I can't take maises from the mixture. I can't take my truma and maiser from this mixture because part of it has been fixed already. It would be menaptur alachiv. The only Eitzah that I would have is to take other Tevel and say, I'm using this as Trumasi Maisris for the Tevel in this mixture. So under such circumstances, for good reason, this person needs to buy just Tevel. And that's the only time you're allowed to sell someone Tevel. And even then only to a Chaver, not to an Amma Aretz. Really? Well, what should an Amma Aretz do if some Chulin got mixed into his Tevel, if he can't buy Tevel? Hi, I need some Tevel, otherwise I can't fix the mixture. Oh, I can't sell it to you, you're an Amma Aretz. So what am I supposed to do? And the answer is, this Amma Aretz would have to go to a Chaver. The Chaver will buy the Tevel for him and do the Maisris for him. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if someone buys Tevel from two places, in other words, from two people, and each of these people inform the buyer, excuse me, I just want to let you know, for sure, there were no Maisris were taken off. This is the real thing. This is Tevel. He can take off Maisris, one from the other. So there is somewhat of a chiddush. We believe the Amoratzim when they say they didn't take off Maisris. Maybe I just can't trust the Amoratz. The answer is no. We believe them, especially as the Radvaz explains that for them it's better to say Maisris were taken off. Some Rishonim explained that there is a chiddush over here because there's some trust that's necessary, even though you can take off Trumasi Maisris from one Tevel for another Tevel, it can't be from this year to last year. So we do have to believe them that it's all from this year. So there is some believing that we have to do over here. So there is a Chiddush in the Mishnah. But generally speaking, you're not allowed to sell Tevel, even if you let the person know, unless he needs Tevel, and that would be in a case where he has a mixture of Chulin and Tevel, and the only way he can fix it is by buying Tevel.